Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host today. On this Friday, May 9th, 2014, we have a lot of news and a very interesting guest later on in the show. Now, there's a lot of news about the FCC, and this is something that really strikes at the core of the InfoWar. If we don't have a free internet, this is going to be a huge transformation in this country. Of course, the internet's been used. It was developed by DARPA. It's been used for nefarious purposes by the NSA. But like any technology, there are ways that we can use it for good. But we see that what's coming up with net neutrality is something we should really be worried about. We're going to look at this. We're going to analyze this in light of what Yellen and Sanders were saying about whether or not we have a free market or whether or not we have an oligarchy. That's really the key right there. And also it sheds some light on what's going on with bureaucratic creep. We also have some news stories here about Mexican drug cartels moving into Minnesota to torture people. We also have the Pope calling for redistribution of wealth, not voluntarily, as you would imagine a Christian might, but calling on the government to do that. So we're going to talk a little bit about how people look at the government as their savior, perhaps, instead of looking to God for their savior. And there's a lot of news on the Christian front today as well. We've got Harvard is talking about having a black mass. They're going to do it, of course, in the name of education and cultural relevance. But it's going to be put on by a satanic group right at Harvard, a former theological institute, mind you. We also have a couple of Christians who were outed and thrown off of HGTV. And we have an update on the Albuquerque police situation, as well as some amazing things that are happening with police all over the world, not just here in the United States, but especially here in the United States. They're inculcating an attitude of shoot first. And actually, that's the policy in New Mexico. They actually, at the State Police Academy, they've actually got a new curriculum, a shoot first curriculum. And some of the instructors there have refused to teach it. One of them resigned before he would teach that curriculum. But we're seeing now, we're seeing a nationalization of the police. We're seeing a militarization of the police. There's new rules of engagement. There's new attitudes. For a long time, we heard in the movies that they would talk about the general public as civilians, as if they were the military. But now we see that they really are acting this way. We've got a shooting that happened in Florida we're going to be talking about. Just now they were pursuing somebody who had killed a cop, but just the idea that they could care less about what they would call, I guess in their military terms, collateral damage, what we would call innocent lives. They were going to get this guy. They were going to execute him immediately on the street, and they didn't care who else died. But we're going to talk about what happened in Albuquerque. Remember, earlier this week, people were so upset about the rash of shootings that have been going on for years in the Albuquerque Police Department that they showed up at a city council meeting, took over the meeting, and served a warrant on the sheriff. Actually, they didn't really try to arrest him. They just gave him an arrest warrant. They really should have. I've talked to some police officers who said they really should have done a citizen's arrest of this guy. And there's much more to that story than just the shootings we've had since that horrific case of the man who was shot, the homeless man who was camping there in the mountains just outside of Albuquerque. We all saw that picture. It was very, very disturbing. And, of course, that was on video. Now they've gotten the news that maybe we don't want to have our video cameras running. But there's a big scandal in Albuquerque involving the former police chief. Just as we see the military-industrial complex and this revolving door of crony capitalism and how they have people who retire from the military and then go to work for these large companies, we see that happening now with the police. Then the third hour, we're going to be talking to author Alice Walker, who wrote The Color Purple, a very fascinating person. She has a very different take on some things. It'll be a very interesting interview. So we got a great show lined up. We're also going to take some of your calls, and we'll be right back. Stay with us.
General, what do you- you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking the hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show this Friday, May 9th, 2014. I'm David Knight. I'll be the host today. We have a very interesting show for you today. We're going to have a guest joining us later in the show, Alice Walker, the author of The Color Purple. Very fascinating woman. It's going to be an interesting discussion. We also have a lot of breaking news. We've got Mexican drug cartels are traveling to Minnesota where they're torturing competitors. We've also got the Pope calling for a redistribution of wealth. We've got an update on the Albuquerque police situation. We've got death squads, the CIA, and some information about a trade union house fire that was in Odessa in the Ukraine earlier this week. Maybe some evidence of the kind of CIA death squads that we've seen in the past. But it's an amazing pictures, amazing story of what happened there. But before we get to that, I want to talk about this FCC situation, the net neutrality, and the fact that they're now going to start regulating the flow of traffic. We've also seen that they're interested, giving a lot of signs that they want to regulate content as well. And I think there's some interesting parallels between the FCC and other bureaucracies like the BLM. But before we get to that, there was a story that came out just yesterday. A lot of venture capitalists are pushing back against this whole idea of net neutrality, and it really reflects on the question of whether or not we're going to have a free market in America or whether or not we're going to have an oligarchy And, of course, this question was addressed between Senator Bernie Sanders and Yellen. Let's take a look at this videotape here.
Are we still a capitalist democracy, or have we gone over into an oligarchic form of society in which incredible economic and political power now rests with the billionaire class?
So all of the statistics on inequality that you've cited are ones that greatly concern me. And I think for the same reason
it concerns her, it concerns all of us. Now, that's Janet Yellen, the Fed chairman. Go ahead and take that down.
Determine the ability of
this is something that concerns not just Janet Yellen, as she says it does concern her. I don't know if she's concerned about it at all. I think she really is fine with it. I think she realizes that we do have an oligarchy. I think we all realize that. It's about time we do. And, of course, that oligarchy is going to get even more entrenched with the kind of things that the FCC is doing. Now, it wasn't that long ago that Comcast announced that they wanted to swallow up Time Warner, and it looks like that'll probably go through. That's going to even cause even greater consolidation in media than we have now, which is now down to only about four or five companies. You're going to go down to maybe one or two companies eventually. But this is what the venture capitalists are saying. 50 high-profile venture capitalists met, and they said, if established companies are able to pay for better access speeds or lower latency, the Internet will no longer be a level playing field. And they were joined by a senior Republican commissioner and his Democratic colleague in calling for a delay of the vote to do this until May the 15th. Now, this is also being opposed not just by venture capitalists, but by the American Civil Liberties Union, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, the Writers Guild of America East. They're saying Internet service providers should not be in the business of picking winners and losers online. But the proposal the FCC is currently considering gives ISPs the power to do exactly that. It's why it has to be abandoned. Now, in terms of history with this, it wasn't that long ago. It was just back at the end of April that the FCC shifted. They had been trying to entrench net neutrality. And there were some court cases. They were taken to court by Verizon, for example, and they lost two court cases. But the interesting thing that happened, in my opinion, is that the court said to the FCC, you have authority to regulate this. So even though they slapped them down and said, we don't like your idea of net neutrality, we're going to give you the power to regulate this. Try again. In other words, you get the idea. Here's your power. Go back and do what we want you to do. And so then they did. After two times, they came back, and they basically are trying to get rid of net neutrality now. And there's a lot of parallels between what the FCC is doing and what we saw the BLM doing out in Nevada as well as elsewhere. You know, originally, the FCC was brought in just to allocate frequencies, so we didn't have people colliding with each other. In the same way, the BLM was originally brought into the kind of land dispute that's out there around the Bundy Ranch. They were originally brought in just to help people out to allocate resources between grazing rights. And now we see that that's changed. Gradually, what they start to do is they start to, these bureaucracies come in, and they move from a position of being a referee, move from a position of just allocating resources to actually looking at this as kind of their private property, their little fiefdom. And remember that they have, that's not an exaggeration to call it a fiefdom. They write laws. They have their own courts where, of course, you don't have a presumption of innocence, and usually it's run by their own commissars. And they have their ability to tax you. And they also now, in many cases, have their own little army. I don't know if we're going to see that with the FCC. If they start regulating Internet content, you may wind up having an FCC SWAT team to come in and shut you down. That's not a far-fetched idea. We've seen that happen with the Department of Education. A year before they actually did this to somebody, the Washington Post happened to notice in some of the federal requests that the Department of Education had put in a request for shotguns and body armor, and they said, why is the Department of Education equipping a SWAT team? And then about a year later, they raided a home where a woman had not paid her student loan fees, came in the dark of the night, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, drugged the family out on the lawn face down looking for this woman who had left her family as well. But they drugged the husband, drugged the kids out, loaded guns to their face, flat down on the ground. That's the Department of Education looking for their money. That's what happens to these bureaucracies. They come in to allocate resources, then they take over these resources as if they're theirs, and then they start doling them out to their political buddies, just like we saw in Nevada, just like they're shutting down ranchers so they can help solar power farms. These power brokers, literally political power brokers, but I guess in that case they really are literally power brokers, they're also now going to, if this goes through, they will shut down political speech. Because why? They see liberal talk radio and many other places. They see that as an endangered species, just like they're trying to use the idea that the tortoise is the basis for what they're doing out there in terms of shutting down ranchers. So they're going to protect the endangered tortoise, or they're going to protect the endangered liberal. But also look at the reflective instincts of these authoritarians. Of course, the BLM, when they came out there, the first thing they started doing was pointing loaded guns in people's faces, drawing lines, telling people you cross into this area, we'll take you down, and they did, violently. And they put up free speech areas, cordoned off free speech. One of the most ridiculous things I've ever seen. We've seen this happen in cities before, and it hasn't gotten all that much attention, but for the last two political cycles, at least the last two political elections, where they had the big political conventions in 8 and in 12, they move protesters way off site for both political parties, put them in many cases into cages. Those were the free speech areas. To see them do this out in the middle of the wilderness is even more absurd, even more like something out of a Kafka novel. But that's their heart. That's what these guys do. They metastasize. They take over. You give them a job to just allocate resources, and they want to take this all over. And we've seen this with the FCC and their content survey that just came out a couple of months ago. They are on a roll, and they've been given the authority by a court. Now, well, that makes us question as to whether or not the courts should be the ultimate authority, and that is something that we really need to step back and look at, the balance of power. The whole idea of judicial review, Marbury versus Madison. Earlier in the week, we had the Supreme Court say that local governments, they graciously allowed them to have a Christian prayer. Well, that's fine. I'm glad they made that decision. But really, that isn't their decision. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law. And that means that that's a restriction on the federal government to not abridge freedoms that we have, rights that we have, that are transcendent over anything that the government is handing out to us. But they want to make these into privileges. They want to regulate them and moderate them in a way that they turn them into privileges. They want to pretend that the Supreme Court can come in and modify the Constitution, can amend it with their decisions. A very dangerous idea. And we see now that this federal government, this, instead of being a divided government, the federal government has consolidated and is now doling out power amongst the different fiefdoms, the different bureaucracies, as to who's going to get which territory. A very, very dangerous idea. So, you know, when people look at this thing that happened in Nevada and they don't understand what's going on with the bureaucracies, they don't understand the authoritarian urges, they don't understand the metastasizing federal bureaucracy, that was the real danger. The real danger above and beyond the disputes, and there are real legitimate disputes as to where the power should lie between the states and the federal government, where these jurisdictions should lie, how these laws are being applied. But even the greater issue there is the civil rights issue, the free speech issue. Notice that they took that down right away, and that's what we have to worry about here with the FCC. But it also is part of the oligarchy. This is going to be used to shut down people who are rising up. That's why these venture capitalists are coming out against it. They see this is going to shut down new emerging businesses as they come out. Very concerned about that. We're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about what the Pope is talking about, and that is redistributing wealth, coming up in the next segment. Stay with us.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Warnings of an American collapse hit us nearly every day. Gear up while you still can with Infidel Body Armor. Don't spend between $500 and $600. Infidel is available for just $374.99 with free shipping within the U.S. Made in America and legal in all 50 states. Resist tyranny with Infidel Body Armor. Buy yours today at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
I hurt myself today to see if I...
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and Alex is going to be joining us in the third hour to talk to Alice Walker. Now, you don't want to miss this interview. It's going to be very interesting. She's, of course, the author of The Color Purple, a very famous movie by Steven Spielberg based on that book. She won a Pulitzer Prize for that. And, of course, she's done a lot of other things as well. She's an internationally celebrated author, poet, and activist. She's written 7 novels, 4 collections, short stories, 4 children's books. And Alex is going to be interviewing her in the third hour. Now, speaking of celebrities and Hollywood and Spielberg, there are massive protests that are swelling up at the Beverly Hills Hotel, We've got celebrities like Jay Leno and other people protesting this hotel. And this hotel is one of the most famous hotels in Beverly Hills. They say here in the article from the Wall Street Journal that Elizabeth Taylor stayed there for 6 of her 8 honeymoons. So it's now, it says, the unlikely epicenter of a protest against a new set of harsh laws enacted by the Islamic country of Brunei. And, of course, the hotel is part of a chain of hotels that are owned by the Sultan of Brunei. And Brunei has just gone to Sharia law. Very harsh penalties for women, very harsh penalties for many things, of course. In Sharia law, you get your hands cut off if you're a thief. You get stoned for adultery, for homosexuality. So they've got a lot of celebrities who are protesting that. So there's 20 events have been canceled at the Beverly Hills Hotel. They've lost about $2 million in revenue. But there's actually one celebrity that is just dying to get in, and we caught this live video of him.
I'm sorry, sir, but there are no rooms available.
Don't you think I realize what's going on here, miss? Who do you think I am, huh? Don't you think I know that if I was some hot shot from out of town that pulled inside here, and you guys made a reservation mistake, I'd be the first one to get a room, and I'd be upstairs relaxing right now. But I'm not some hot shot from out of town. I'm a small reporter from Rolling Stone magazine that's in town to do an exclusive interview with Michael Jackson that's going to be picked up by every major magazine in the country. I was going to call the article, Michael Jackson is sitting on top of the world, but now I think I might as well just call it, Michael Jackson can sit on top of the world just as long as he doesn't sit in the Beverly Palm Hotel because there's no
brothers
allowed there.
Excuse me, sir. It seems that we do have a last night cancellation. There is a room available. It's a suite, but I'll only charge you the single room rate.
Thank you. I'm sorry I got upset. It's probably from jet lag or something. I'm very tired.
I understand.
What's
sir.
The rate anyway?
That'll be $235 a night, sir.
That would be a steal, wouldn't it? It tells you a little bit of something about inflation. Since the mid-1980s, you could stay at a posh Beverly Hills hotel for a little over $200. Now we're starting to see Motel 6 approach those levels. I guess I should ask Janet Yellen about that, maybe along with the oligarchy question. Now, we also had John McCain, an article by Paul Joseph Watson, saying that Americans should accept that their private conversations are being monitored. He says, yeah, that's just the way we live today. He says it's the world we're living in. You know, you don't like it, but you just live with it. Let's get this soundbite from John McCain.
I wanted to ask you about Donald Sterling. That
yeah.
Obviously, sure. What he said.
We can have a short. We can have a short conversation. Unacceptable, racist. I'm glad what they did. And I read that one of the really great guys I've ever known, Kevin Johnson, was one of the people who was integral in that. Unacceptable. I'm glad they did it. End of story.
But what about taping somebody in his own home?
Well,
using that.
It's the world we live in. It's the world we live in. You don't like it, but everything I say, I expect to be recorded. And that's just the way we live, Dan. I mean, it's something you got to accept. I don't particularly like it.
Okay, so what Dan Sterling said was unacceptable. I agree. But, of course, you need to accept the police state. That's just the way it is. I mean, you know, why can't we just say, well, you know, hey, you know, racism, Dan Sterling's racism, that's just the way it is. Just accept it. It's the world that we live in. No, we don't accept that. We don't accept the police state either. This article is also up on InfoWars from RT. Anti-spying NSA bill wins its first round in U.S. Congress. They're not really going to stop anything with the NSA. What they're really doing, if you read the article, is instead of keeping the information with the government and having the government store it, they're going to outsource the tyranny to private contractors, as we've seen over and over again. They're not going to stop anything. They're just going to hand out the contracts to their crony capitalist friends. We've seen this going on for a long time with prison and with PRISM, and of course it is a prison. We are living in a pan-Optagon prison. But we don't have to accept this. We should not accept this. It's coming up to the one-year anniversary of the Snowden leaks, and we must not get conditioned to accepting living in a police state. We shouldn't accept having somebody like John McCain as a senator either, somebody who wants to get us involved in every single conflict in the globe while he spies on Americans at home. And we're going to be talking about what happened in Kiev, what the CIA is doing with death squads there when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What do you think?
think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking hands down on the dance on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and speaking of enemies foreign and domestic, we just had that clip just before the break of John McCain saying, hey, the world we live in is where the government listens to everything you say. I don't like it, but we just have to accept it, after he'd repeated several times that the comments that the pro basketball owner had put out there were unacceptable because they were racist. Well, he's right. They were unacceptable, but so is the idea that we are going to live in a police state. That is unacceptable. Now, it was just yesterday that Rand Paul was joined by Chuck Grassley, the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, and they're trying to block the nomination of David Barron. Why? Because, well, to the Court of Appeals by the Obama administration. Why are they trying to block this guy from becoming an appeal court judge? Well, because this is a guy who wrote the legal arguments that they use to assassinate an American citizen abroad using drones. This is his reward from Obama. He gets to be put on the First Circuit Court of Appeals. But not if Rand Paul and Chuck Grassley have anything to say about it. Now, we don't want to see a judge who would write a legal opinion that would allow something like that, allow a president to kill an American citizen without due process using drones. We haven't even seen the legal arguments that he used. That's the most amazing thing about this. These legal arguments are secret. just like the secret decisions of the FISA court. And I use the term court very loosely. There's no jury. There's no adversarial hearing. There's simply a guy coming from the government to a single judge and saying, this is what we'd like to do. The judge says yes or no, typically rubber stamps it. And they pretend that they are modifying the Constitution with these secret star chamber-like hearings without any adversarial information. We're never told what these decisions are, and yet they're creating a secret body of law, they believe, that gives them power to do things to us legitimately. And that's what we see happening with this guy, with David Barron. He writes at least one memo, perhaps nine more, maybe as many as 10, and they're trying to say, we're not going to allow him to become a judge on the Circuit Court of Appeals unless we can see his decisions. You've got senators who are trying to hold up his nomination just so we can see some information that ought to be public. It's an amazing situation that we're in America, where we have secret star chamber courts, and even senators don't get to see those decisions. Now, of course, the Obama administration said, I tell you what, we'll make a deal with you. We'll show it to you, senators, but we won't show it to the public. And Rand Paul says, no, the public needs to see these things. And he's absolutely right. We need to know what their legal arguments are for killing Americans without due process. And, of course, the other thing, we're talking about enemies, foreign and domestic. When we talk about John McCain, he's the guy who likes to get us in all these wars. They pushed and pushed to try to start a war in Syria. They were opposed by Putin. So now they're taking the struggle directly to him, and Putin is escalating this as well. Look at these headlines from the AP. Putin oversees Russian nuclear forces exercise. He's posturing with that. Putin to face Western leaders at D-Day anniversary. Major Moscow show explores Lenin and Stalin's personality cults. There you go. They're pulling this back. The beloved leaders, they're talking about this. So they're falling back into this Cold War pattern, very, very bad situation we see being put in here. But there's a story that Kurt Nimmo put up yesterday on InfoWars. Activists in eastern Ukraine sound the alarm on CIA-led death squads. He says the CIA has overturned political movements unacceptable to political and financial elite in the U.S. And, of course, that's happened many times in the past. He starts out recounting what happened in Afghanistan. This is reported in the Dallas Morning News in October 2002. They said CIA Special Ops Group was involved in Afghanistan prior to the invasion, establishing the elite Afghan paramilitary teams. And they said they don't play by the normal rules because they don't have to. Now, just this last weekend, on Sunday, the German paper, The Bild, said that American agencies are advising the interim government in Kiev on how to stifle growing unrest in the country. In other words, they're sending over the FBI and the CIA to start counterintelligence operations to shut them down, just like they have done to so many groups in the past here. You take good groups and they corrupt them. They put in agent provocateurs. They've completely taken over some of the worst groups. Now you've got the Ku Klux Klan, for example, is just basically all FBI informants and a couple of guys living in their mom's basement. But this is what he says here. Considering the overall objective in Ukraine, speculation about what they're doing is missing the mark. He says if the Kiev regime is going to prevent secession and mutiny within the important industrial and agricultural areas of the country, it will use heavy and a brutal hand that specializes in covert warfare, murder, and terrorism. The CIA was specifically designed to conduct unconventional war behind the scenes and, of course, to not play by the rules, as they said. So what does this look like? Well, also this weekend, we saw a bloody fire at the trade union's house. Now, it's difficult to know who started what. This started out essentially, the story goes, it started out as a soccer riot, a hooligan riot. Then it spread to this trade union's house, and there's a fire on the lower floor. But if you look at the pictures that are up on this article, it's absolutely horrific. And they're saying that these people were throwing Molotov cocktails. You get a very different story from the Wall Street Journal, for example, of course, than you get from RT or from the Russian press. So it's difficult to know what's going on. But I tell you what, the people who died in there were the pro-Russian supporters. And the narrative that we're hearing from people like the Wall Street Journal, that they were throwing Molotov cocktails and they set themselves on fire, the room burned and they were all burned up, does not match the pictures. If you go down and look at these pictures, you'll see that in many cases, the rooms are not burnt. The bodies are not completely burnt. They're burnt from like the shoulders up. Very, very suspicious. You also see people on the floor shot in the head, blood spilling out from where they were shot. Again, bodies burned from the top up. We see a woman burned from the shoulders up, naked from the waist down, perhaps raped before she was killed. The buildings themselves not burned. You see a pregnant woman bent backwards over a desk, strangled from behind, and there was a phone call supposedly from her that she was calling out for help. This is why we don't want to see a revolution get violent. We want to see a massive change in our government. We have to take this back. We have to do it peacefully, like the people at Bunkerville did. We have to do it peacefully, like the people at the Albuquerque City Council did. We have to speak up. We can't stand down and let them do these things to us, but we do not want to see it get into this kind of a situation. We can see what these people are capable of, the CIA and others like that. And once war starts, there's going to be atrocities. And it underscores, when you look at these pictures and how horrific they are, it really just underscores what Stalin said. He said, one death is a tragedy, a million is a statistic. You know, when you look at 30, 40, 50 people who are murdered in this situation by terrorists, it's very moving, very disturbing. But we easily forget the people who are droned by our own president, who are droned by the CIA, who are killed at a distance, who are killed by the hundreds, by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, as we've seen in these wars that they constantly are pushing. And there's an article up on InfoWars today from Washington's blog, a really good article that debunks the economic myth of the broken window fallacy, saying that, you know, war is actually good for the economy. You've heard that. You've heard everybody saying, you know, well, it was World War II that saved America from the Depression. You know, well, we need to go back and we need to look at the roots of the Depression, the roots of the Depression and the Federal Reserve and the bankers and the fact that the bankers always are pushing for wars. But, of course, a broken window does not get you back to doesn't improve your standard of living. There are many ways to do it, and there's an excellent article here that takes that on, talks about the seen versus the unseen costs, about a man who, for example, wants to buy some shoes and a man who didn't do that because he's got to pay for his broken windows. Excellent graphic, excellent article, great way for you to spread the information to people, let them know that, you know, we don't want these wars. They don't really serve anybody's interests except the bankers who start them. They wind up financing both sides of this and making a killing, literally, not only physically but economically. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center has decided that they're going to come out against Common Core. And Alex Jones features pretty prominently in their criticism here. They're actually, they want to criticize Alex for saying that 2 + 2 = 5 is a control technique. Yeah, bring it on. But they actually include him and Fox News. They've got people that they call patriots. For them, you know, if you're called a patriot, that's a pejorative term. And they say these are just people, extremists, who want to get rid of government schools. But listen to this quote that they have in this article from The New American. He says, indeed, pro-public school educators from across the political spectrum have become some of the fiercest critics in the battle against Common Core. Now, this is a guy who is a Fordham University professor, Dr. Mark Nason. And he says, never have I found myself finding so much common ground with people who call themselves conservative and libertarians. We all agreed public schools are going to be ruined by this. He says, this really represents the worst fantasies of both the right and the left coming true. Big government and big corporations imposing this terrible, untested, expensive plan using intimidation and bullying. Yeah, that's basically what we're seeing pretty much in everything. Big government and big corporations coming together intimidating and bullying. We see that whether it's the FCC, we see that whether it's the Bureau of Land Management trying to shut down farmers out west. But Obama says, don't worry about this. He says in an article here from Paul Joseph Watson today, Obama urges wrong-headed Americans to just trust the government more. He says, yes, Americans have been tricked by wily Republicans into thinking that their government hates them. He says, we've got to reprogram them so they will accept more federal spending and help Obama build beautiful piles of debt for our children payoff. That's a quote from Keith Coffler. So, yeah, they hate us for our freedoms. I think, you know, that's what everybody was saying about the Muslims. I don't think they hated us for our freedoms, but I think that the government does hate us for our freedoms. They're trying to do everything they can to take them away. And maybe one of the things that's going to come out of Common Core is maybe people will get over this left-right spectrum, and maybe they will come in and realize that this really is an alliance of big government and big business. It really is an oligarchy that is set out to shut down every activity that isn't and take away everything that any of us own so that just a few people own and control everything. Take a look at this story out of Michigan that came up yesterday. You've got Michigan now banning backyard chickens and small farms from having livestock. We've already seen them come after what they called feral pigs. Now, of course, they weren't feral pigs. They were free-range pigs that a farmer there, Mark Baker, had, and many other farmers. He kept them outside rather than having them locked up into a factory. And because they were outside, in the Michigan winter, he had a breed of pigs that had hair on them, instead of the hairless pigs that you find in the factory farms. The factory farms didn't like that, so they came out and told all these farmers that they had to shut down their operations, forced some of them to shoot their pigs. He fought them for 3 years, and he needed to have support of people who were sending him money because they were threatening to put several $1,000 fines against anybody who bought one of his pigs. So he had to keep these pigs. He couldn't sell them. He couldn't get rid of them. But he eventually prevailed. And you know what they did? They didn't actually relax the rule for everybody else. They did the same thing for him that the TSA did for John Corbett, who challenged them. They said, all right, we'll give you a pass. So they gave Mark Baker a pass and said, we'll let you keep your pigs. They still left the rule in place. Just like they told John Corbett when he challenged the TSA, they said, we'll put you on a preferred flyers list and we won't hassle you anymore. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to shut people up. But now Michigan has gone even farther. And even a woman who has 80 acres, which most of us who live in the city would consider to be a lot of land, even she is told that she's going to have restrictions placed on what she can grow because they want to make sure that the food supply is controlled by the corporations. Now, we talked earlier this week, we talked about what was going on in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We talked about the long record that they've had there of shootings, of fatal shootings by the police. They have killed more people than the city of New York has. And New York, of course, has 16 times the number of people there. So on Monday, there was a very, and you can see the footage there if you're watching this on our live feed here. You can see the footage of the city council meeting. They actually took over the seats of the city council. They served an arrest warrant to the chief of police there because he's not doing anything about this. This all came to light nationally, of course, back in April when they had a video of a homeless man who was shot for camping. And as you can see from the video, the guy was absolutely no threat to them. If you shoot somebody that is not threatening you, it doesn't matter if you're wearing a police uniform or not. That's still murder. If you're not doing it to defend your life, if you're not doing it to protect someone else's life, that is murder. But they've changed the rules of engagement in New Mexico. They now have a shoot first curriculum. And it's very disturbing to see this happen. So they took over the meeting. It was a very raucous meeting. What did the Albuquerque City Council do? Well, they didn't change anything about the police there. What they did was they created some new rules, and Paul Joseph Watson covered this yesterday, to cover a meeting that was going to be held last night. They doubled down on it. They essentially did a Lindsey Graham where he says, you don't get a lawyer. Shut up. That's what they told the people in Albuquerque. Effectively, the city council increased security, made new rules, and told the people to shut up. They're not going to reform anything. And I want to show you a video report that we've got about this and about what happened in the intervening period of time. In just 5 weeks, they've had three more murders. And, of course, they've learned their lesson. They're not recording what they're doing anymore, even though there is a massive ethical scandal there about a former police chief who bought a $2 million contract with Taser. And now we see that the London police are talking about wearing body cameras as well for a 1 year trial period. It doesn't help if they don't have to turn it on. And we're going to show you after the break, we're going to show you this report. But now the London police are saying we wanted the police to wear body cameras. It's a great idea if they turn it on. But if they don't do it, it doesn't help anybody. And, of course, in this shooting that they had in Albuquerque where they didn't have the body camera on, they could have started it and they could have exonerated themselves. They could have shown that the woman used pointed a gun at them if they wanted to. But they chose not to activate the 30-second buffer on their video camera, not to turn it on at all. We're going to have that report right after the break. Stay with us.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com or call 844-SILVER-4U.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Federal agents, we are armed!
That's right, things are getting increasingly violent here in America, and as we were just talking before the break about the situation in Albuquerque, New Mexico, the video that outraged everyone when we saw this homeless man with his hands up, takes a small turn, and they... He's not threatening them in any way. He's not threatening anybody else. The police gun him down and then stick the dogs on him as he's dying. The dogs are chewing and biting his legs. Absolutely disgusting display
of police brutality there. But what do they do when they've got a legitimate concern? We've got a case out of Miami. This is some footage we're going to roll here out of the CBS station in Miami. You've got a cop who is killed, and they start following this guy. And let's go to that report here and see what they do.
50-year-old Garcini Valdez. Both men were unarmed, trapped in the Volvo and going nowhere when police started shooting. Meanwhile, in the neighboring townhouses, more than a dozen families, including some 20 children, cowered in their homes.
Body armor and helmet.
Shots fired from between 62 and 64th Street off of 26th Avenue.
The gunfire that police officers north of the car were dodging came from newly arriving officers south of the car. Bullets were sprayed everywhere. They hit the Volvo, other cars in the lot, fence posts and neighboring businesses. They blasted holes in a townhouse. Anthony Vandeveer lives in that townhouse.
Shooting just wild, man. Just shooting all over the place, man. You know, bullets could have came through the window. Anything could have happened, man. They wasn't thinking, man. They wasn't thinking at all.
We need to establish that perimeter. I have not verified if the subject is dead or not. Have the vehicle confined. The officers need to pay attention to the radio. They are not listening. Okay?
You need to pay attention to the inner perimeter.
All right, let's pull that down because we're getting a lot of radio chatter there. Absolutely amazing what they did. 23 officers fired a total of 377 rounds. And as they pointed out, there were a lot of children in the area. There were a lot of buildings that were hit where innocent people were. This is a situation where these guys were not armed. There was one person with the guy who had shot the cop. They were not armed. They were not a threat to the police. It's one of the reasons why the police are supposed to arrest people. They could have had the wrong person. We saw this happen in L.A. They shot up the wrong car. They were looking for a black man in a pickup, and they shot up women, two white women in a van. I mean, it wasn't even close to the matching the description. So are we going to allow police officers, when they feel threatened, when there's a cop that's been killed, are we going to give them carte blanche to just shoot everything in sight until they get somebody? This is what's really disturbing about this. Just like the situation that we saw in Albuquerque, here in Miami, they are shooting people that are not posing any threat to them or to the public at the time. If this guy is the guy who killed the cop, then he needs to be arrested and he needs to go through due process. The reason we have courts like that is so that you don't gun down innocent people in the streets. And they came very close to doing that. Now, there's also a case that came up yesterday. And this is happening everywhere, folks. This is in New York. And this is a young man, 20 years old, who is nearly beaten to death by the police there. Now, he was stopped and pulled over several times by the police there on Long Island in Nassau County, and he thought he was being harassed by the police, so he started filming them. That made the police very, very angry, and they threatened him, and they said, the next time you record me, I will use physical force to stop you. So what they did was they pulled him over again, harassing him, said, you've got a broken windshield, is why they said they pulled him over. They pull him over, they open the door, glove compartment, his paycheck starts to fly out, he goes to reach for it, next thing he knows, he's kneed in the head. And they beat this guy nearly to death. They broke the bones in his face. But the irony of it is that he didn't record it on video, but a security camera caught it on video. We're going to follow that story as well as some other stuff. You can see that picture of him. Absolutely amazing. They tried to plant marijuana on him. They didn't even charge him for that. They just charged him for resisting arrest, I guess, with his face. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies. worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call